If you've ever been to an Apple Genius Bar and had one of the resident geniuses there show you how to turn on your laptop, you'll have spotted that the standard for genius has been slipping lately. But according to George Fleeton, genius is not a word that should be put entirely beyond use just yet. Fleeton will be giving a talk on Saturday as a curtain raiser for an operatic concert called The Genius of Mozart. He talked to Raymond Blake about yardsticks and music to listen to with your eyes closed.
I think genius is a relative term, and when you compare him with others who wrote opera for the stage in Europe, you add in all the other 550 pieces of music that Mozart wrote, then his 17 completed operas, and you look around to see who else was capable of that variety and diversity and depth of emotion in the music, the stories that are told in the operas, and you don't see or find anyone else who comes near. You can include in that dismissal, if you like, of others, Handel and the bel canto composers and Verdi. And you're left with Mozart. And his is the head above the parapet with all that 626 individually catalogued pieces of work. And you have to say then the 10 to 12 years when he was at his most productive, when he moved from Salzburg to Vienna, his output was phenomenal, even in our terms today. Does that qualify him as a genius? I think the idea of recognizing his genius can only come not by people like me talking about it, but by encountering the music and the operas at first hand. Trying to give you a flavour of that genius. We will never define it fully, we will never convince you 100%, but we will give you the equipment, the information for you to make up your own mind as to whether we are correct in thinking that Mozart should have that much overused word, genius, applied to him. I've been doing this with Lyric Opera Productions now for 2 years, and it's mostly a fully staged opera that I would do a pre-performance talk to. But in the last couple of years, with a Verdi gala last year, we thought that this is such a winner with the people who arrive on a Saturday night. A lot of our audience will arrive relatively early for this, that we should make this and the original article which I write for the programme something called added value for the consumer on the night. What I'll be doing is I will be taking a completely different approach to the approach taken in the programme article, and I'll be looking at the stages of his development as an opera composer, because essentially he worked in three different subsets of that genre. All of them are illustrated and exemplified in the concert itself. And that is also, to go back to an earlier question, part of the definition of Mozart as a genius, because few others, if any, worked in Seria, Singspiel and Buffa. And I think for someone coming new to Mozart, the opera Buffa that he wrote are the ones that they immediately begin to identify with or recognise. The three greatest of those, in the sense of Mozart's entire output, but also in the sense of European opera, were Figaro, Giovanni and Così, as they're known by their shorter names. They're the kind of operas that, those Buffa operas, they sort of elevated Mozart to the top of a tree from which, while others have tried to shake him down, he has stayed there for, I think it's now 223 years. Another possible insight into what genius is about. Because I think it's most important to say that Mozart didn't write his operas for us. He had no medium or long-term plans for them. And the minute it was performed and perhaps travelled to Prague or Salzburg, he was on to his next business. He wasn't thinking of posterity. And the other thing was, too, that unlike many later composers and indeed earlier composers, to the day he died, Mozart was a subservient employee. He was subcontracted to do the work. He was expected to take the rehearsals and to conduct at least on opening nights. So he was a journeyman composer who had this, as Salieri said, this gift from God. I would say if there was just one piece of music from tonight's concert to take home with you. To listen to it again. With your eyes closed. It's a short piece called Suave si vento. It's a terzetto, it's a trio from the first act of Così fan tutte, when Alfonso, Fiordaligi and Dorabella are saying goodbye to their two boyfriends. The text only has 15 words. It takes about 2¾ minutes to sing. And like another individual piece that Mozart wrote, which I used to sing as a boy soprano, the Ave Verum Corpus Natum, it is, in my estimation, one of the most perfect little pieces of music ever written.
George Fleeton there talking to Raymond Blake, and George's talk on the genius of Mozart is on this coming Saturday, the 11th of October, and is followed by a concert of the same name, conducted by David Brophy and featuring Magella Colour, Jessica Costello, Andrew Owens, Graham Danby, and hosted by our own Liz Nolan. That's this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. Now, if you are planning to close your eyes for this next piece of music, maybe pull over first.